You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day, every single day, even in the offseason. Thank you so much. I'm Steve Granato, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. Coming up on this one, today's show, we are continuing our Grading 2021 series, talking about Angels broadcast options, which is going to be the majority of the show. We're going to talk about Bally Sports, AM830, YouTube, all that stuff. Again, that's going to be the majority of the show, but for our final segment here today, it will be our first ever Fry Dumb. Yes, Fry Dumb, our newest segment here we'll be doing every week. We're going to be talking about the dumbest things that I saw online this week that has something to do with the Angels or something to do with baseball. So that's coming up. Excited for that. We're going to have a little bit of fun at the end of the show. Before we get into some light news, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. Okay, two pieces of news here, a little bit smaller news. It's whatever. Okay, here we go. Otani, Shohei Otani, you know him. You ever heard of him? He was selected as the 2021 Baseball Digest eBay MLB Player of the Year on Thursday. Congratulations, Shohei. Your first of what will be a ridiculous amount of awards. So congrats, Shohei. 16 first place votes. There was 19 members voting on this panel. I had some writers, broadcasters, former players, managers, and executives on it. So Shohei Ohtani, the 2021 Baseball Digest eBay MLB Player of the Year, an award I admittedly haven't heard about before. But hey, there you go. He wins it. Congrats, Shohei. Again, it'll be many, many awards that he will eventually win. Other award nominees, Vlad Guerrero did get two first place votes, so good for him, Vladdy. Royals catcher Salvi Perez, he got the other one of the first place votes in the Player of the Year. And then there were a couple other ones. I know that Max Scherzer won Pitcher of the Year and stuff like that. So good for Shohei. Maybe it's a precursor to MVP voting. We will see. Obviously, it's a different panel and that kind of stuff, but Shohei, first award. Congrats. Go to eBay or something. And then there's one other bit of news here before we dive into our grading series. Matt Vasgersian is leaving ESPN. Of course, you know Matty V, the play-by-play, one of the play-by-play guys here this year in 2021. He was splitting time between MLB Network and the Angels and ESPN. He was very obviously very, very busy, and it seems like he is leaving ESPN. He's been there since 2018, being the main play-by-play guy on Sunday Night Baseball. So kind of big news-ish. We'll see where it lands. He was talking about how he could get everything that he wants with MLB Network and the Angels. So maybe that means that Matty V will have a bigger role here with the Angels in 2022. I know that excites me personally. We will get into that here in a second. Actually, you know what? Let's get into that right now. Let's start our grading the broadcast options. Again, on Wednesday, we did our first grading the season, grading 2021 series, and it had to do with the Angel Stadium experience. We talked about everything from getting to the ballpark to eating at the ballpark to leaving the ballpark. So we're going to do the exact same thing, but instead we're going to be talking about the broadcast options. So here in the first part of the show, we're going to talk all about Bally Sports. So let's start with Bally Sports. We're handing out letter grades in case you missed that episode on Wednesday. We're handing out letter grades for pretty much everything that has to do with whatever that given topic is of that day. We'll have a couple more here by next week as well. So if you like this series, stick around and I'll tell you how you can get involved. So let's start with Bally Sports. We'll start with the pregame show, right? That makes most sense. We watched the pregame show first. And I think this is probably what the Angels and Bally Sports do best. Obviously, you know, no longer a Fox Sports West or Fox Sports at all. Bally Sports bought them out. So we had Bally Sports West this year. And overall, before we get into pregame, overall, it was a rough shift, I think, for all parties, right? I think across the board, it was a little tough. You know, some of the graphics in the beginning of the beginning of the year were rough. Ran into some complications. Obviously, you know, no traveling for road and stuff like that. So there were a lot of complications, especially early on. And you could feel it. Obviously, this was also the first year we didn't have Victor Rojas in 10 years. So that effect was certainly felt. We're going to talk a little bit in just a second about the play-by-play options. Okay, but before we get to that, okay, pregame. I think it's a good show. I think this is the best thing that the Angels do on Bally Sports is the pregame show. This is where I think they did the best for the 60-year celebration. That'll be part of our grading series next week. But I think that's what they did best as far as, you know, for any of the shows or for really getting out information on the 60-year anniversary. They would do, you know, this day in Angel history and stuff like that and would highlight players and they would have, like, exclusive interviews. I really thought that stuff was cool. I like Gooby here in the pregame show. I like Gooby all the time, but Gooby is really good here. You got Patrick O'Neill and Jose Mota. But the one thing that definitely I felt personally was losing Alex Curry. That was such a bummer. You could see it coming. She had been with the Angels for so long. She was just kind of part of the whole thing. Alex Curry, you know, I got a chance to talk to her a long time ago, years ago when I was back in college. I got to interview her and she was so cool. She was always so cool and always such like a fun, upbeat part of the broadcast team. And I'm definitely going to miss her. I already do miss her. I'm so happy that she was able to get a, you know, national show. And that's so good for her. I know she was starting to fade away a little bit. She had stopped doing Kings and she was starting to do, you know, she was doing like women's soccer and like kind of the national stuff. So now that she has her own show, I'm really happy for her. Definitely a loss. And I know a lot of fans liked Alex Curry too. So I've definitely felt the loss of Alex Curry. We'll see if they end up quote unquote replacing her next year or trying to add to the team. It'll probably feel more appropriate to add another voice. But we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing next year. But the loss of Alex Curry for me personally was definitely felt here in the pregame show. The fun little quirky thing I liked that they did there for the home games with Gooby was the Joe Maddon show. I thought that was pretty cool. Just kind of a little, you know, couple minute segment talking with Joe Maddon about whatever is going on. And, you know, that was fun. You know, Gooby Tuesday is always good and it's fun. I think they keep it light enough. They talk about what's important. And overall, this is, again, the best thing they do. I'm giving the pregame show an A. So good job, guys. Pregame show, well done. Okay, now let's get to the game. So this is where the problems lie, right? Again, Victor Rojas not here this year. So what were the options? Well, it was going to be Darren Sutton and Matt Vasgersian. When they announced Matt Vasgersian, I thought he was going to be our full-time guy. Then it came out, you know, shortly thereafter that it was going to be Darren Sutton and Matt Vasgersian. Then Darren Sutton got let go out of nowhere, and it was very, very strange. Still don't really know what happened. I don't think Darren even really knows what happened. Darren was actually on this show with Brant McGuire last year, I remember. I think right before the season started. So kind of weird how that all shook out, and I didn't like how that all shook out. You know, I'll be the first one to say I wasn't, you know, team Darren Sutton. I wasn't the biggest fan in the world. Personally, he wasn't my favorite play-by-play. It's hard to be, but he wasn't bad by any stretch whatsoever. So it was very strange when Darren left. Matt Vasgersian, when he was there, I love Matt Vasgersian, and, you know, like we mentioned, him leaving ESPN, I hope he becomes a bigger part of the broadcast next year. I would like to have him more days than not. And then they brought in Rich Waltz, who, you know, was long time with the Marlins. I really liked him with the Marlins, and then when he left the Marlins, I was actually very confused about what was going on. I forget who they have there now, but it was before this new season. It was a couple of years ago when I was like, whoa, where did Rich go? I really liked Rich. So when they announced that Rich was coming, I was like, okay, cool. And I think he did a good job, especially coming in late and having to kind of sprinkle that in with, I know he was doing like college football and stuff, especially at the end of the season. So I liked Rich. And of course, Gooby. Gooby's great. Gooby is awesome. Who doesn't love Mark Gubiza? I think he's so smart and so entertaining and fun and just really, really gets his point across so well, and it's really informative. So I've learned so much from Mark Gubazon. I really, really like him. And then, you know, they sprinkle in Jose Mota, which I always thought was something that was kind of missing before they started doing that in-game reporting kind of thing. I like that they started using Jose in that regard. I think he shines in that, so I really like him. All the StatCast stuff is good. I would like a little bit more fan engagement, especially with Gooby. You remember towards the end of the year, I think it was during that last homestand where he ran down and, you know, ate fries with the fans in the Diamond Club. I thought that was fun. That's really where Gooby shines. He's such a goofball, but really, really smart at the same time. He's just so charismatic. I really love Mark Gubiza, and I don't want him leaving anytime soon. Stay around, Gooby. Stay around as long as you can. But I would like a little more fan engagement in that regard. Those segments are so fun. I'm not saying have Gooby run around the stands all game, but those are really cool, and I want them to do more of that because it's just so much fun. So I'm overall, just because of we didn't really know who was going to be our play-by-play on a given day, and when you tune in for 10 years and all you hear is Victor Rojas for years and years, it's really weird and how different it was, and you lose identity as a team because of it. So I'm giving it a C+ for game coverage. The guys who were there when they were there were good to fine. But I would like more consistency, and hopefully we get that with 2022. Okay, and then one more before we run into our next segment, or two more actually, real quick. Post-game coverage. I'm giving it a B. There's nothing fancy here. It's highlights. It's an interview. It's not bad. There's always a decent little panel discussion. Patrick O'Neill does a good job in this moment. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Patrick O'Neill called a couple of games. That was super random, and I didn't understand what was going on there. I'm sure he was probably feeling semi-similar about that, too. But I like him much better on a panel situation. And I, it's good. I have no problem with the post game show. They do the little press conference. I don't watch every time. I'm not always watching the post game show, but, when I do, I'm never like begging for more or anything. I think it's completely passing. It's good. So I'm giving post game coverage a B. Now, the only other thing that's on Bally Sports that has to do with this is Angels Weekly, which I'm just going to give a, you know, this is going to be a pass fail situation, and I'm just going to give it a pass because it exists. I'm not going to lie with you. I don't watch Angels Weekly. I'm not clamoring on Friday nights to turn on Angels Weekly. And I don't really know a lot of people that do. I'm curious if Angels fans like you, you know, who are very tuned into the show and are tuned in, well, I guess to our show and very tuned into the Angels in general. Do you guys watch Angels Weekly? I'm not really an Angels Weekly viewer, and I've never really have been. You know, even when I was in like high school and, you know, middle school and stuff, I wasn't really watching Angels Weekly. So I don't know. Passing. It exists. They kept doing it. They, you know, it just kind of feels like cheerleading whenever I have seen it, but whatever. I don't really watch Angels Weekly, but overall, I am giving Bally Sports, given all the struggles with the score bar and the transition and the weird play-by-play situation and Darren Sutton situation, I'm giving Bally Sports, you know what? I was going to give it a B, but I think I'm going to give it a B minus. I had written down B. I'm going to give it a B minus. I think overall, just because of how inconsistent it was with the play-by-play and who it was going to be. Literally, you turn on the game. I remember a lot of times this year, I go, oh, cool, Matt Vasgersian's here today. So for that, I'm going to take a little bit more off of it. I'm giving Bally Sports this year a B minus. All right, coming up next, we'll be grading AM 830 and YouTube coverage, a lot less, but first, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, check it out. Coconut, raspberry, salted caramel. I don't know why I said caramel. I say caramel. Orange, German chocolate, and a bunch more. That's what Built Bar does. If a bunch of them sound good to you, you can order a mixed box, and you can get two of each of the 9 flavors. Pretty cool. Get this. They're healthy, too. Check it. 17 to 18 grams of protein, well under 200 calories. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams net carbs. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. They're awesome, so duh. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, that promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thanks, Built Bar. Alrighty, we're back here with our grading 2021 series. We're talking about broadcast options. Okay, let's talk about AM 830. Pre-game show. Let's start with the pre-game show. There's a lot of it. If you want Angels coverage while you're driving, it's hard not to find it. From the multiple podcasts that exist, including our own, to Trent Roche's podcast, to, you know, Rocks in the Outfield, you know, all those there's so many like fan podcasts there, it's hard not to find Angels coverage, which is great. I like the options. I know that doesn't have to do with AM830, but AM830 has a ton, because if you like Roger Lodge, I don't personally listen, but the Sports Lodge is, you know, is long and it has plenty of content there. The pregame show is fine. I have no problem with the Angels pregame show. I think it's like, you know, every pregame show across the country. There's nothing fancy about it. It's pretty standard. Here's your lineups. Here's maybe an interview. Here's maybe a clip from the press conference. Here's the news of the day. Let's play ball. So nothing crazy. Pregame, I'm giving a pregame AM 830 a B. Okay, for the game, I'm going to dock it a little bit here. I will be giving game coverage on AM 830 a B minus. I think it's fair. Terry Smith's been around forever, right? He's been around since the Rory Marcus days. And I don't have a problem with Terry Smith. I just don't think he's as good as he used to be. And that's hard to do. It's hard to be consistent, especially as you get older. So Terry, I don't have a problem with Terry Smith. I like him. He's a nice guy. Every time I've seen him, he's, you know, engaging and a nice dude. So I don't have a problem with Terry Smith. Mark Langston, who's the color guy, is fine. I don't hate this coverage. It gets the job done. Me personally, as a play-by-play broadcaster, my mentality of doing play-by-play is a lot different than Terry Smith's and Mark Langston's is. That doesn't mean that I'm right or that they're wrong or that I'm wrong or they're right. But, you know, for my taste, Terry Smith and Mark Langston are just fine. They get the job done. I don't think it's anything that's, you know, oh my gosh, I got to tune in. But if I'm driving and I want to listen to Angels baseball and, you know, I flip on the MLB at bat app, sure, I'll listen to Terry Smith and Mark Langston. And then sometimes I'll flip it on over and listen to the away guys just to see what the difference is. So they're fine. I definitely prefer the TV side as far as like if I'm comparing them, you know, back and forth. I will definitely prefer the TV side over the radio side. That's, again, not saying that Terry and Mark are bad. It's just, it's fair. It's good. It's run of the mill. It gets the job done. So that's why I'm giving them a B minus. As far as postgame coverage is concerned, I'm going to give them a B here. It's kind of the same thing. It's fine. There's no frills. I know if you stick around long enough, Trent Rush hops on. He does his Angels calls if you're into that kind of thing. I don't usually stick around long enough to listen to the voicemail or to the, not the voicemails, that's our line. But to listen to the, you know, the phone calls, the live callers and stuff. I have in the past. I didn't at all this year. So post game is fine. They give you a scoring recap kind of thing. I don't remember if they do highlights. I don't, again, typically stick around too long for the post game coverage if I'm listening on the radio. Usually I've reached my destination or I've flipped on a different game at that point. But if you need post game coverage, it is there. And I know Trent sticks around for a while. So if you're, you know, really want to talk for a while, they, again, this is what AM 830 does the best. Since it runs out of Angel Stadium, they have volume. So if you're looking for a long period of coverage, they have that on AM 830, which is great. You know, you can tune in at some point in the day and likely find some coverage. So good on them. I'm, again, giving this a B, which means I'm going to be giving AM 830. I wrote B minus again. How do you feel like about that? Do you think AM 830 deserves a B minus? A C plus? A C plus seems harsh. Because they do so much. I don't know. I still have it at a B minus. I'll give it like an 80%. I'll give like Bally Sports West like an 82 or 83. I think the TV side is better. But AM 830, again, it just gets the job done. I think that's mostly where we're at. It's not bad whatsoever. It just gets the job done. Okay, we'll stick at a B minus. And then the one last one here, I'm just going to quickly roll through the YouTube coverage. This is all going to take a knock for the most part, just because it's... this is the problem I have with YouTube is I forget when the Angels are on YouTube. And I think that's more so for the YouTube side than it is like the Angels side. It's just like you go, you know, flip on the Bally Sports app or whatever, and you're like, oh, crap, it's on YouTube today. So that's my problem. I never get to catch the pregame show because I always forget that it's on YouTube that day. So I will always go to the Bally Sports app, which, you know, I stream everything. I don't have cable. So it's just... it's kind of weird. The pregame show is fine. It's pretty long. It's a hair disjointed, and it doesn't always have necessarily to do with the game itself that is being played. It kind of talks about MLB as a whole. So I'm giving pregame coverage a D here just because I miss it all the time. And I got to imagine I'm not the only one that forgets when the game is on YouTube. And it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason when it does happen. And it kind of sucks that it doesn't get like simulcasted to Bally Sports. I wish that would happen as well. Game coverage, though, B+. I really like Scott Braun. I've always been a Scott Braun fan. He's a younger guy. I've actually tried to conversate with him a couple of times, and he's always been nice when I have. So I like Scott Braun. I think he's great. I think he's a good play-by-play. He's exciting, and he does a good job. It's good coverage. I love that there's no commercials. That feels really nice. You know, there's just, you know, kind of stick around with the ballpark cam is really fun. It's really a clean feed. There's no streaming issues. The video looks good. The audio looks sounds good. So overall, game coverage, I like it. B+, total B+, maybe even an A- if I want to go that far. But that's where I'm going to go with post-game. A- for the post-game on YouTube. A full half-hour show. You know, they kind of sit in the booth and talk. They do a little bit of interviews. They show some mic'd-up segments, and they do some highlights. So I think the post-game is probably the best that they do for YouTube. So I'm going to give it an A-. Overall, YouTube, I'm giving it a B+. If I knew when it was going to be on more regularly, then I feel like I would give it a higher grade. But I think that's the thing that makes it the most frustrating is going, when is this thing going to be on? When is this going to be on? I have no idea. So that's how I feel about it. AM 830, you're getting a B- around 80%. Bally Sports, you're getting a B- around 83, 84%, somewhere around there. I don't know. However that math works out. And then I'm giving a B+ to YouTube. So cool for them. Nothing was bad. I feel like nothing was bad. I feel like we have a better broadcast than a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. So I will take those wins when I can get them. I'm just being nitpicky. Let's be honest. Okay. Don't forget, coming up on Monday, we have our next grading the series, a grading series that is social media. So we're going to talk about the Twitter, Instagram, YouTube channels, all that good stuff. I won't talk about TikTok. I don't have TikTok. Sorry. But let me know how you feel about it. Did you like Angel social media coverage? Do you feel like they leaned into the meme? Do you feel like they finally have an identity, which always felt for years that they didn't have? Give me a call. Let me know. You could be featured on Monday's show. Our voicemail line, 714-409-6396. That's 714-409-6396. And of course, it's always linked in the show notes. All right, in our last segment, it's our debut of Fry Dumb. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about dumb, pointless things that made me laugh or made me happy in baseball this week. But before we get to all the fun, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, and use promo code LOCKEDON. Alrighty, final segment, final one of the week here in this first week of the offseason. Dumbest things I saw online. So it's Fry Dumb. This is going to be a recurring bit, recurring show. Segment, whatever you want to call it. Just the dumbest things I saw, and this is just going to be for fun. I sent out a tweet this week, and I'm curious if you guys saw this. So we were talking about grading the Angel Stadium experience earlier this week, right? And I sent out a tweet from the Locked On account, and I was like, hey, how do you guys feel about calling all Angels? Because there was kind of some mixed emotions about it. I know some people liked it. Some people were like, all right, it's time to move on. And I got this tweet from this guy. His name is Jose Medina. And he was like, you know, I'm tired. I'm ready to move on. Let me read the tweet verbatim. I have it right here. He said, talking about calling all Angels, he said, definitely over it. When Train is your hype music, you know you have problems. And he said, how about some Scott Spezio and his band Sand Frog? And this was news to me. I didn't know Scott Spezio had a band. Scott Spezio, for newer Angels fans and newer Angels listeners here to the show, was a big part of, you know, the early 2000s, early to mid 2000s with the Angels. He was part of the World Series team. He had one of the biggest home runs in Angels history. So Scott Spezio is a big part of Angels history, especially within the last 20 years or so. And I never knew he had a band. His band is named Sand Frog, and it's like this new metal, kind of like Breaking Benjamin style, Papa Roachy kind of rock band from like the 2000s. So we don't have the rights to play this, but here is a 1 second clip of Sand Frog's Little. So there you go. That, how did that sound? That sound great for you? Yeah, that's. I don't have the rights to that. I can't play it. So there you go. There was a 1 second sound clip of Sand Frog's Little. L-I-T-L. Cool. So thanks, Jose Medina, for sending me that. I thought that was really funny. I had no idea. And I think the funnier thing is, I'm not going to call them out because that's just not nice, but somebody was like really mad at me that I didn't know that Scott Spezio had a rock band from 14 years ago, because apparently I'm a bad Angels fan, and he unfollowed me, or they unfollowed me. I don't know if it was a he. So there you go. Cool. Thanks for unfollowing me. Appreciate it. My first unfollower. Anyway, okay, and then I have one more here for you. It doesn't have necessarily to do with the Angels, but it has to do with this week in baseball. Dodgers obviously went on and walked off with Chris Taylor in the NL wildcard game on Wednesday night. Crazy. My favorite thing, though, that came out of that, aside from, you know, an exciting 4-hour, 15-minute ball game, was Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler, obviously one of the main pitchers, starting pitcher for the Dodgers. His tweet after this made me laugh. It's so great. I'm going to go ahead and read it. So this came at 11:03 p.m. The game ended at like 10:30-ish, somewhere around there. Or 9:30. It was like 9:30. So this is an hour and a half after the end of the game. Walker Buehler tweeted this, said, "I open twist offs with my teeth because I choose to. It's fun and it makes me feel cool. If you think it's weird because you want to use a bottle opener, then you haven't drank enough beers in your life." That's what he tweeted after the game. he was pretty drunk. So was Max Scherzer. I thought it was just funny. It's exciting. And, you know, I love playoff baseball for stuff like this. And it was a great start to the 2021 postseason, especially considering how honestly not fun the AL wildcard game was. I didn't have a good time watching that one. I thought it was just kind of a boring game. Obviously had some big moments, but not as fun as the Dodgers Cardinals game. So those were my fun things that I saw online. And we'll be looking out for them next week. So there you go. Fry Dumb, our first segment, our first one doing Fry Dumb. Very fun. Anyway, so starting on Monday again, or on this coming Monday, we're going to be on YouTube, actually. So Monday, we're going to have a new way to watch the show on our team YouTube channel. That's Locked On Angels on YouTube. Definitely going to be excited to bring you some new stuff. So if you like listening and watching at the same time, now you'll be able to see my face. You don't just have to listen to my voice in the car anymore. You can sit at your desk and pop it on your second screen or however you want to do it. So there you go. You'll be able to see my quote unquote studio from home. It's not that fancy. But anyway, that's going to be on Monday. I will link the YouTube channel. It'll be linked moving forward as well. So there you go. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail. You could be on Monday's show talking about how you felt about the Angels' social accounts this year. So give me a call, 714-409-6396. If you like this and you like my voice and you want to learn a little bit, I have a history podcast about baseball called Our Game, examining the Latin contributions to American baseball. We asked the question, who is the Latino Jacket Robinson? And the question became, or the answer rather, became a lot more complicated. So a lot of fun. That's linked if you're interested. It's an 8-part series. Put it in your queue and have it ready to go once we move past the postseason. And then I have another show called Movies I Should Have Watched. This week, coming up on Wednesday, we will be covering Friday the 13th as a part of our Halloween month. We're covering horror movies and things that deal with spookiness. That's coming up on Wednesday. My best friend Alex and I are watching movies that we're supposed to watch a long time ago, and we're reviewing them to see if they hold up in 2021. So that's a lot of fun. If you want something different and something to decompress, and maybe need something to listen to over the weekend, check out Movies I Should Have Watched. Again, on Wednesday, we'll be covering Friday the 13th, and we just covered Ghostbusters. So that's a lot of fun. It's linked as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, GRANADO. And of course, you can follow our Locked On Angels account at Locked On Angels. Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. Now make your second listen of the day Locked On MLB. You can hang out with Sully, a.k.a. Paul Francis Sullivan, bringing you his unique perspective on the Major League's past and present. It's free and available on platforms, including YouTube. that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for checking us out. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you liked the show. If you did, give us a big rating in Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. Tell your friends about it. You know we're going to keep coming to you with that off-season content, baby. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with Fry Dumb. We'll talk to you on Monday as we continue grading 2021. Later.